Texas Minute. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. It is December the 27th, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat pack is in there already. Indie Guy, JRD. You know, I'm looking at this is that this must be a, people must be traveling this week. That's what I kind of I look at because our regulars are in and out. So, but we do have Just Bob here. Just Bob.
Good morning, Carl.
And how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Keeping the seat warm for Bad Bob.
Yeah, you know, Bad Bob says he's going to stick his head in here today. He's driving up and down the coast doing weird things that Bad Bob just Bad Bob does. Okay, what's the weather look like today?
Well, Carl, we're seeing areas of frost before 10 o'clock this morning for Reading, but that should be the last freeze of the year if the forecast holds. We'll see a high near 59 under increasing clouds today, and then a chance of showers moving in tonight and staying with us for the rest of the week. Overnight lows around the mid-40s for the remainder of the week, but we have 30 degrees right now under fair skies.
Great, 30 degrees. I love it. Okay, Linda's not here. She's on assignment this morning. And at least till 8:30, where she's running around doing some things, meeting with people. So today it's me and thee, and we have, of course, we have guests coming in here. We have Sam Paredes from the California Gun Owners Association to kind of catch up on what's happened this year on gun owners' rights, and then what we can expect next year. We'll see which chips of the Second Amendment they're going to take away next year because. That's just what they do because they're Democrats. I know. No, it's not because they're Democrats. My friends, Democrats control the Assembly. Democrats control the Senate. And Democrats control the governor, lieutenant governor. I think it's every elected office is there. And so, you know, I just don't know what to say when I say it's the Democrats doing this. I mean, I could say it is, you know, strangers. I could say it's just politicians, but it is just politicians, but they're Democrats. All right. We're going to be talking also to a new business that opened up here in town that are really nice people, the Mosleys, and talking about wine. And we're going to be talking about the Department of Fish and Game. We're going to be talking about how Medicare is how Congress, and this is at the national level, it does something every year to doctors, and it impacts on us, and it has to do with their payment. You know, it was that sleight of hand that part of it was the sleight of hand that Obama did when he tried to bring in the health care plan for under $1 trillion, and they said, oh, we're not paying the doctors this much. Well, they do pay the doctors. So the bottom line on that is that it, but it's something that happens every year, and it's on the front page of the Record Searchlight. Okay, but we have been talking about this. Let me see. We've been here on the station for 2 years, so we've been talking about it for 2 years. We've been talking about what this game, this temporary Band-Aid they fix that just, you know, that our doctors are forced to accept every year, and every year, it, you know, they come back and say you're going to get a 27% cut in your pay. And well, not your pay, but your and what we're going to reimburse you for Medicare. Every year it does this. We're going to talk a little bit about this. We'll probably talk about it even more tomorrow. But first, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, with the Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, stocks are indicating a mixed open this morning. On the economic front, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index is scheduled to hit the tape at 9 a.m. Expectations are for residential prices in the 20 surveyed regions to decline 0.4%. Currently, the Dow's up 31 points at 12,326, while the NASDAQ is up 7 at 2,625, and the S&P 500's up 3 at 1,269. Oil's up 33 cents this morning at $100 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.05%. Gold's down $7.90 this morning at $1,598, while silver's down 21 cents at $28.87 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Home Depot's up 15 cents at $42.25. Coca-Cola's up a dime at $70.04, while Pfizer is up 6 pennies at $21.89. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Whiteley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, and they're on Park Marina Drive. They're in a little bit different area, but we always appreciate them coming in and giving us the latest in the market. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, 7:10 in the morning. It's December the 27th, and now we're approaching the end of this year. What exactly did you do this year that you would like to talk about or think about? Did you have a good year this year, or was it a bad year? What do you think is going to happen in 2012? We'll talk about that for a few minutes also. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, Linda's on assignment, 7:12 in the morning. Good morning. Hey, you know, Sears. You know, everybody's heard of Sears. Sears stores. And one of the things that people don't realize is that Sears stores, when their men go away to, men and women go away that work for Sears, go away to combat, they make up the difference in their checks, if that's the case. They keep their jobs for them, and they're very, very veteran-friendly in that way. They support the men and women from Sears that go off to war. But it looks like the Sears Holding Company plans, it looks like they didn't have a good year, and they plan to close about between 100 and 120 Sears and Kmart. I guess Kmart is a part of Sears Holding Company. 100 to 120 stores this year in the United States and Canada. They have 4,000 stores, but due to the lack of sales and profit margins. Now, you know, you get into profit margins, it's like, well, what's that mean? Does that mean is that they wanted a 10% profit back and they only got 6% profit? Are they losing money? They did say they were propping up some stores, and they are losing money and some of the older stores. But it's a shame to see that. You know, Sears, you know, it's been around, what, forever. I'm sure it's been around well over 100 years. And like I said, the good things that they do for their people are, you know, should be commended. So, okay, the latest we have here is, let's talk about this Medicare problem. And we've had Dr. Doug McConnell. You know, every doctor we have had on this show that we have talked about this question has derided it. They said it is a horrible thing. They say it happens every year. I'm not just talking about Reading physicians. I'm talking about Sacramento physicians. I'm talking about Tennessee physicians. And it all comes down to this, is at the end of the year, our Congress does not fix the proposed cuts to the Medicare program. So these cuts are 27%. So as the front page of the paper says today, and just using figures, a regular office visit that they would get reimbursed by Medicare for, say, in this case, the doctor is an arthritis doctor, is $71. It just dropped it to $53. Now, oh, well, gosh, it's $53. But you figure out of this, the doctor has to pay all of his help, He has to pay all the everything that goes along with it, including the malpractice. And people that say, "Oh, malpractice," you know, that's not, you know, no, it's thousands of dollars a month, because of frivolous lawsuits, lawsuits that are never, you know, that people just throw in there. And in some cases, yes, doctors make mistakes, and then there's, you know, then there's, you know, then there's court cases. But what it's doing is every year, it says we're going to cut you 27%. Now, how can you plan for that? Because what if it does? What if it happens? And the doctors, you know, they're counting it down. Hey, if it's not fixed by January 1st, that means that I can't pay my bills. At the end of the year, they're saying, well, we don't know if we're going to reimburse this and this and this and this, and even change the rules in the game. Our government does. Well, Wally Herger says this is something we have to address. We need a permanent fix, the band-aid approach of kicking it down. You know, kicking it down the road seems to be the favorite pastime of our politicians. And he said the Republicans said they could fix it for a two-year thing. Well, why can't, I don't understand why they can't be fixed for longer than this. Why does this come up every year? How do you plan your, additions to your office? How do you plan new hires? How do you plan anything if the government says we're going to take 27%? You're going to get paid 27% less. Now, this has led to those instances. If you go to many doctors in the in California and here in Redding, they don't take Medicare anymore. They don't take Medicare. And why is this? Low paying, slow, and then not knowing if they're going to get paid. And this is why they're not taking Medicare. So, and you get into some of the young, you know, you have a doctor that has some of maybe the younger type of practices, you know, pediatrics and things like this. They don't have to worry about it. They don't have to take it at all. So a lot of the GPs, though, are not taking Medicare. Or they're making them pay right up front, pay the whole thing up front, try and get reimbursed. And if you're a veteran and you go, well, gosh, I'm glad, you know, I've got TRICARE. TRICARE, when you hit age 65, becomes Medicare, my friends. And then guess what? You get thrown into that group also. So the whole thing is a mess that should be fixed. And we, like I said, every doctor we've had on this show, and there have been several, have said the same thing. This is so screwed up. That how do you fix this? And not only that, but the amount that they're paying the doctors hasn't changed. I believe Dr. McConnell, we need to have him back here sometime, but what he said that he makes, they pay him the exact same amount of money they paid him in 1988 for a triple bypass. And that's 90 days. That's a 90-day, you know, commitment to the doctor from the time it begins to the time, you know, he lets them walk away without coming back to the doctor again. And it hasn't changed at all. This is one of the reasons that you're starting to see, you know, openings in specialties like the heart surgeons. You're starting to see that because of the time it takes to train them, but yet the amount of money that they owe by the time they finish college and medical school and then get into their internship and then their residency, they owe lots of money, and it just they are not making enough money. And I know this sounds terrible, but you know what? You got to have trained physicians so they don't make enough money to get into some of these specialties. Or the services are the older, you know, the more established practices have to pay this. You know, they have, when they bring people in, they have to pay them for a couple of years so they can build up their practice. So that money comes out of the practice itself. They don't just walk in and immediately 150 patients roll in with them. No. So, and so it takes a while. It takes a year, year and a half, sometimes 2 years to build up a practice, so they've got to support that. And if they can't support it, there's practices here in town that should have a younger doctor in it right now, and they don't. Just because the reimbursement is there, and it has not changed. So, you know, what's the reason for that? Oh, it's, you know, the cost of healthcare has gone up, Maybe it has, but imagine this. Imagine adding 40 million more people into the system, which is what Obamacare wants to do. And let's talk, you know, and even if, oh, well, there's that health insurance thing. You know, you have to buy the health insurance. Well, no. Even people that we had, you know, the people we had in yesterday who are about as liberal as you can get don't believe that you should be forced to buy health insurance by the government. They don't believe in it. We don't, you know, I don't believe in it. There's many people that don't, you know, that don't believe you need to have a government health insurance plan like that you're forced to join. It's wrong. But yet, it's the only way you're going to pay for it. Without that, your taxes are going to go sky high. Look at Europe. And look at the shape Europe's in. Why are we heading? You know, you're going, well, gosh, you started off with Medicare. Because health care is expensive. And if we're going to take that over as a government, look at Europe right now. Spain's going back in recession. Greece has come apart. Italy. You know, Germany has. It looks like Germany's on the cusp here of taking over Europe, and they've tried twice, and this is the third time. But now they're not. They don't have to do it with guns. They've got a stable economy, while everybody else that got into all of this doesn't. We've got to take a break. Carl Linda, Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Furniture for life. Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
It's the 13th month sale at Kubler's Furniture. What is the 13th month sale? Bargains beyond belief. Kubler's Furniture intends to do a normal month's business in 6 bargain-filled days of price cuts. Your chance to pick up gorgeous furniture at amazing prices. But you have to make it in by the last day of the year, December 31st. Finance your $999 purchase with 13 months no interest with minimum payment OAC. You'll find recliner rockers as low as $249. Durapella sofas for just $429. It's the 13th month sale at Kubler's Furniture. Name brands like Broyhill and Simmons. Kubler's is price-cutting their inventory beyond belief. Hurry in now.
Kubler's Furniture.
Sale is going on now until December 31st at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery, 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sales. See store for details.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:25 in the morning, December the 27th. Let's wake up. Let's get going. Let's go. Yes. And you know what? I always feel better when I see our guests walking through the studio. That means is that then I don't have to fill for a half an hour. Anyway, good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by... Turn off music.
Just filling
what is
while
this?
You...
What, you dancing or something today, Bob? I mean, you know, let's just keep the music going till what? Till the next break?
No, no, I just, in case you need a moment to gather your thoughts, I fill with music.
Never need a moment to gather my thoughts. I just sit here and be quiet, you know, over the radio, which is always good. R&B sharpening. That's right. If you need something that needs to be sharpened, saws, knives, router bits, shaper cutters, axes, saw chains, why don't you go and see Judy and Bob at R&B Sharpening. Been in the business there since November 20th, 1985. I can't say enough about them. If you need something done correctly, you go to R&B Sharpening. You know, if you've got those, you know, it doesn't have to be a mighty chainsaw. What about your garden equipment? When you're going to be, you know, going to be digging, you need something, you know, that works and it works well. And, you know, a dull blade is dangerous. A dull blade is very dangerous. No matter what you're doing around the house, or if you're just cutting vegetables, it can slip, it can nick, it can get you. So you go down and have all of your knives and saws, like I said, everything at R&B Sharpening. They do great work. Go down and see them or give them a call at 530-365-1479 or visit them at 6915 East Side Road. Hey, what are we going to have today for weather there?
Carl, we have areas of frost in and around Reading before 10 o'clock this morning, but it should be our last freeze of 2011. We'll see increasing clouds with a high near 59 today, then a chance of showers moving in beginning tonight and staying with us for the rest of the work week. New Year's weekend should be dry, however. That's good news. We'll see overnight lows in the mid-40s and highs around 60 for the remainder of the week, and currently it's 31 degrees in downtown Reading, and the weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, yeah, and Anselmo Vineyards, and as you just heard, they're having a huge gala up there for New Year's Eve, and it's going to be great. You can get a ride from the Red Line and back, so you don't have to worry about driving. Six-course dinner, wine, free wine, a cash bar, but it's got 18-piece band for dancing, casino night, silent auction to help the veteran causes here around town. It's the first time they've put it on. It's going to be a great event. Yes, it's black tie. Yes, it's going to be special. It is going to be the place to go to. So give them a call at 574-5546. They may have a couple tables left, and if they do, join Linda and I up there. We're just going to have a great time. Okay. So the Humane Society does good things. Saves animals, puts these terrible commercials on the TV. It shows these animals suffering. But one of the things that they are, when I say they do good things, you know, if they help the pets, I'd like to see, I don't know how much money what's donated to them goes actually to saving pets or saving animals. But I say that about every cause, that, you know, that here, donate your money. How much of it really goes to doing it? It's one of the things they had in the Marine Corps when you could, for the United Way. They had all these different, if you wanted to donate, all these different great not-for-profit thing, you know, organizations to help people. But beside it, it said of each dollar, how much really goes to help, and how much of it goes to that individual, that animal, that group that they are supposedly supporting. But now, the Fish and Game Department of California has a member of the Humane Society who was appointed to the board of the anti-poaching organization CalTIP. And they're also giving money to the Fish and Game Department. Now, you know, the highlight says that they're taking money from a nationwide animal rights group, but they're also a nationwide anti-hunting group, if you ask them. I could be wrong. If anybody's out there from that belongs to the Humane Society, is that true? That's what I've understood for years. Now, CalTIP is different. It's about, you know, they're on the board of CalTIP, which is a poaching, anti-poaching group that says if you see somebody doing something wrong, you call this. There's reward money and all that stuff. But the when you look at, you know, so, you know, looking at an organization that is truly that is anti-hunting, and she said, no, we're not anti-hunting. We just want the animals to have a fair shot at it. Maybe I shouldn't say shot. It's against hunting that doesn't let animals have fair chance, like hunting bear with hounds and other canned hunts. When the game doesn't have a chance to escape, does that mean game ranches? Does that mean if you're hunting, you know, birds on some of the ranches around here when they're using birds that they've raised, because they're against that too? It's an interesting concept, something we're going to have to cover, and maybe when we talk to Sam Paredes today, he can fill us in a little bit on that. When we come back, we're going to be talking to a new business that's just opened up here in town that has to do with wine. And it's right downtown here. right here in the middle of River City. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. It's 7:30 in the morning and time for the news. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Wall Street is searching for direction in early morning trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 25 points. Home prices fell in most major cities for a second straight month, evidence the housing recovery is anything but. The latest Case-Shiller Index shows prices slipped 1.2% in October, more than what economists had expected. High unemployment and weak job growth have deterred many buyers, even with mortgage rates at record-breaking lows. 19 of the 20 cities tracked saw prices drop, with Atlanta, Las Vegas, and Minneapolis posting the biggest monthly declines. The index is now down more than 32% from the housing market's peak back in 2006. Iran's vice president is warning that if foreign sanctions are imposed on its oil exports, then Iran will cut the flow of crude from the Strait of Hormuz. There's little to no reaction about that threat in the price of oil. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation makes emergency response in America stronger. They partner rescue dogs with firefighters to save people who are buried alive in a disaster. Your donation from $10 to $10,000 can help rescue and train a dog and ensure that when disaster strikes, no one is left behind. Please be part of the search. To contribute, call 888-459-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. That's 888-459-HERO or searchdogfoundation.org.
And the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All that Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco & Brew?
Tobacco & Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco & Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco & Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Freedom is the only thing that means a damn to me.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It's December the 27th. It's 7:35 in the morning. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just go to KCNR1460.com, click on today's show and, or what's streaming right now. Then you can join our chat room, as many of you have. And good morning, Coach Bob and Sharon again and Max and Charlie. Charlie, good morning, Charlie. Fargie and all those that are in there. I can't name them all. I think I've got most of them all. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. What can I say about Espresso Joe's? The finest coffee in town, the best prices, the baristas there fix it the way you like it. It's got, they've got special holiday beans and holiday, ways of fixing it. Get your lattes there, plus, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. You want to get your cigars and celebrate this New Year's with new cigars and coffee and all that. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And one other thing, they give discounts to veterans. What can I say? Joe and Shelley have just a great group of people. They're great, and their people are. Now, speaking of really nice people... In here with us, we have Mimi and Marty Mosley, who have the tasting room.
Hi, Carl. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Now, I mean, you all, we've seen kind of a resurgence down here in downtown Reading, the renaissance of Reading, as we call it. And we like the idea that the town is growing. We're starting to put people in the stores, and they're staying, too. I mean, it's...
That's right.
It doesn't look, they're in there for 2 months and then they leave. These stores are staying. And you all have opened up the tasting room. Can you tell us about what the tasting room is?
Sure. Well, the tasting room, it's all part of Mosley Family Cellars, which is our company, our winery. And we have a winery where we do all the processing, which is down off of East Side Row. We've got a couple 2,000 square feet down there. But the tasting room is where people can come in, just like in Napa and Sonoma, and taste our top quality wines and enjoy and buy as well. And we're just a tasting room. We're not a bar.
Well, good. And the difference, of course, is for us unwashed is that after six or seven shots, you tell us to leave.
That's right.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, with new bottles of wine.
Yes, right. That red. Okay, let me have some of that white stuff. No, I'm just kidding. It's a very elegant room. It's right next door. To our studios
right here.
Which makes it even tougher to keep our guys under control. But luckily, you open up a little bit later in the day. What are your hours there?
Well, we are open Thursday, Friday, Saturday afternoons from 4:30 until about, until people stop coming, 8:30 till 11, and Sunday afternoons 1 to 5.
Okay.
And we may be open on Wednesday afternoons, too.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Now, why here? Why downtown Reading?
Well, both our sons live in the Reading area. Our youngest son went to Simpson and found a gal here that he fell in love with and got married. And then our older son and his wife moved up here as well. And we just love the Reading area. It's so fabulous. And it's a place where we can get involved, as we were in San Jose for 20-something years. And it's just, you can't plug in down there. It's just too big. And here, everyone's been so welcoming and just open-armed, said, join us, and we love the downtown area as well. It's just got so much, of camaraderie with the other business owners, and they all welcomed us in such a great way.
Well, it is. I think that people, we want the downtown Reading to come back alive. We want people to come down and see it, and the type of stores we have, restaurants and everything. We're going to be talking, of course, we have a business show premiering a week from Friday.
Ooh.
It's going to be on right after our show. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning for an hour from 9 to 10.
Good.
And we're going to have a number of businesses. In fact, the six business owners are the ones that are spearheading this. But one of the shows is going to be the restaurant renaissance here in town.
Yeah.
We have like six restaurants opening up, and several of them right down here in the middle of our of our city center,
yep,
if we can call it that.
Yep, and we've eaten at quite a few of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Well, you know what? I want to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about how you got into making wine.
Okay.
Because, I mean, this isn't something you do for, I mean, you did for a living, or maybe it was.
Nope.
No, just something you want to do. Okay, that's an interesting point. And when people get into things, and then it turns into, the hobby turns into a business.
That's right.
Carl Lindebaut, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 at 7:40 in the morning on December the 27th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567 if you have a question about winemaking. We'll be right back.
Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the battle on the river? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents Battle on the River Cage Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 21st at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading with local fighter Bill Widler. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 21st. The event center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again in 2012 with the Battle on the River. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on January 21st, presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Battle on the River, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
Better on the River. Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:44 in the morning, December the 27th. Carl Lindebaut. Linda's on assignment. Yeah, strawberries, cherries, and whatever that was about wine. You know, I'm surprised that Just Bob hasn't found something that says, here, let me drink a bottle of wine and fall on the floor.
Yeah, so, that's right.
Do you remember those wines back when we were
younger?
Gosh. What was that? The
Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm.
Ripple.
But there was
Rio
another
Needy.
One. Well, ooh, Rio Needy.
That was high class.
There was another called Polar Bear. Now, this
polar
could have
bear?
Been East Coast.
Oh, no.
This could have been East Coast, but I tell you what, we used to have polar bear parties.
Oh gosh!
This is why you know. This is how you play polar bear roulette.
Oh no!
You sit in a circle and you drink like five bottles of this wine, and somebody gets up and leaves, crawls away, and the other people sit there and try to figure out who left.
Oh, gosh.
So, okay.
That's not us. You would not find that on the tasting room.
I just, this is back when I was in college, and
I'll tell you, you
could get six bottles for a dollar or something.
Yeah, well, when I blend up wine, you got to be careful because you're tasting seven or eight different blends that are slightly different. And if you drink them all, mm-hmm. by the time you're done, you can't tell what was good or what's not.
Tell us about this. How did you get into this? How did you get into wine making?
Well, a friend of mine down in San Jose said, Marty, we both liked wine. He said, why don't we try making some? Now, his family heritage, his grandfather and my grandfather both cooked and made candy and smoked meats and all that stuff. So I kind of had that. And my grandfather and his also made wine. So he said, Marty, let's make some wine. And I thought, well, why not? And so we got a kit wine, and it didn't turn out so well. It was kind of candy tasting, kind of sweet. And we thought, well, heck, let's get some real grapes and make some real wine. This was back in 2004. And we just fell in love with the process. It's this blend of art and science that's quite unique and still always on the edge of control and puzzling and delightful. And when you hit on some wine that works, it's just astounding. So we just fell in love with it.
And so how many barrels do you do? I mean, is that the right terminology?
Well, yeah, we do about a dozen barrels a year. This year we did a little bit less just because it was our first year. We did about 10 barrels. And, this next year we'll do a dozen to 15 barrels, and we'll grow from there.
Which equals how much wine?
Well, it's, you know, 400 or 500 cases this year and probably 600 cases, you know, this next year.
Okay, and when you came into town, you could have gone different places,
mm-hmm.
but yet you picked a spot right here in the middle of town. I know what you said about how everybody's been, you know, has been welcoming and all that, but right here in town is not the cheapest spot to start out.
No, well, it's all location.
It's not, but we strategically chose the spot where we were because we wanted to bookend the promenade area with quality places on each end. We could have gone to the other side by Market Street Steakhouse. There was plenty of space available down there and a little bit cheaper. But we love this area where Kobe's was. We love the new building that we're in that is Brent Weaver's building, which is fabulous.
Brent's done a great job in this building.
He really has.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we were able to make that building exactly what we wanted, and Brent was with us 100%. And we're just thrilled with the space. It's right close to you guys, to Kobe's, to Village Deli, to Dandelion. It's just a wonderful place to book in, and then we've got the great wine places on the other end of the promenade and a great wine place on this end, as well as restaurants that bookend as well.
Man, it sounds like you gave a lot of thought to this, and it just wasn't something you drove by and went, oh, this looks like a good place.
Well, it was somewhere in the middle. You know, we were looking at starting a winery, and I was looking at getting out of the technology industry that I'd spent almost 30 years in, and we were looking around and found this place next door and a couple other places, and we went and looked at the other places, and it just didn't feel right. It just did not appeal to us at all. But this spot next door in Brent's building just grabbed us, and so we pretty much jumped on it. Chris Heydrick was showing us around, and that was great, but man, this spot, that was it. We just knew it from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. It's a great location down
Perfect.
Here. You know, it's you see a lot of stuff that's going on. You are close to walking around everything mm-hmm. down here. Okay, let's see. Now, you have a bumper sticker.
That's
is that right.
right? Yeah. Well, back in about 4 or 5 months ago, there was one of the guys in the paper was saying, why doesn't Reading have a bumper sticker? And he was saying that the chamber should make one or somebody else should do this. And it's like, well, why can't I make one? So I created one, and it was a pretty nice one. It's called Enjoy Reading, and it's not your long bumper sticker, it's just a short one, but it has everything, all the little characters that we do in Reading. We love to hike, we love to canoe, to play golf, to eat, to drink wine. It's so many people just drive right through Reading, and we want to be something that draws people to come and stop and stay.
Well, you know, Reading is a great place, mm-hmm. and people that drive through here, you know, sometimes I get the wrong idea because it's 100 and 12 degrees.
Yeah.
But that's rare. But that's rare. You know, most of the year it's just a great place. Mm-hmm. And with the river, the lakes, and the mountains right here, this is a great place.
Yeah.
So enjoy Reading is good.
Yeah.
Okay, our guests are Mimi and Marty Mosley from the tasting room from the Mosley Family Cellars. They're in fact right next door to us, which makes it a lot easier toward the end of the day, and we've had a tough day. Is going in there. They started their business here. Now, how long have you been open?
Almost 4 months.
Well, we formed the business the beginning of 2011.
Right.
We opened the tasting room in August.
Yeah.
Right.
And, so we've been open, the tasting room's been open since the 1st of August.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how's that working? I mean, it gets a lot of traffic.
Awesome.
We have been in the black since the 11th of September.
Well,
which is pretty darn good for a new company in town.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we've met so many amazing people, too.
Yeah.
And tell me again what your hours are. They're
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4:30 p.m. until when people stop coming. 8:30 is what we post. Generally, Friday nights, when we have music on market, we're open till maybe 10:30. And Sunday afternoons, 1 to 5, when we have art, Quirks and Canvas. We have a lot of local artists that come in, and we feature them. So Sunday afternoons, 1 to 5.
So it's a great place just to stop in when you're downtown.
Yep.
And it's at 1300 Market Street, number 103. Right, if you find KCNR, you could be facing, if you kind of face the KCNR sign and kind of like casually turn to your right.
Yep.
There we
and
are.
Take like 5 steps and then kind of casually take... turn to your left, just walk through the door.
That's right.
That's what
because
we're saying.
That's how close they are to us, right?
Yeah.
Here. So, Mimi and Marty Mosley, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much,
congratulations on your business. And
thank
we're just
you.
Really, really proud of the fact that, you know, that you're here. You made up your mind to be in here. This is something that you love to do that now you do.
And buy local. That's what we're talking about. We want to raise this bar, the standard of wine in the North State, and we think we're a contributing part of that.
No, that's great. All right, thank you very much,
thank
and happy
you.
New Year.
Happy New
Thanks.
Year to
Same
you.
Year.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 at 7:52 in the morning.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Anne, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Anne, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, a home of Free Fire Meeting. Carl and the Bot, 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Jeff is down at 3208 Market Street. He can fix it. He can fix a little chink in your windshield or up to 24 inches. Well, let me tell you, Jeff, here's your chance. We're bringing it down. That's right. On the trip back, we got the chip in the windshield in our new Jeep. It hit it right at the molding, and it cracked for about 7 inches across the windshield. Not needless to say, Linda was almost in tears, but we're taking it down to Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and we're going to have Jeff fix it, and then we're going to tell you about it. And, Jeff does, he's fixed my truck, he fixed the other car, so I have no doubt that Jeff Worsk is going to be able to fix this at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. So we'll keep you informed about this, but give him a call at 241-8373. Start out the new year with your windshield fixed when you don't have a big crack on it. He's down at 3208 South Market Street. There you go. Okay. I warned the chat pack about this. What was your favorite event? What was the favorite thing that President Obama did this year? What was it? Give me a call at 530-605-4567. Give me a call. Tell me your favorite time with President Obama. And I'll give you one to start with. His vacation to Hawaii. Now, I don't care if he takes a vacation to Hawaii. I just don't understand why it should cost the taxpayers $4 million for him to spend Christmas in Hawaii. Somebody needs to explain this to me. $4 million to spend on a vacation to Hawaii when we have people that are not going to be quite spending that much money on their Christmas when we're out adopting families and it gets more and more every year. That, I think, was my favorite part. I mean, I could go back over the whole year and talk about it, but this last one, I think, was the biggest one. Not the biggest one, but it was one that's just stuck in my mind, is the president taking a $4 million vacation. Okay. Now, we come up in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got Sam Paredes who's going to be calling in. We've got, of course, the Market Minute. But Sam's going to be calling in and talking about what's happened in our what happened this year in the Second Amendment field. There was a number of different bills passed. Some of them were fought back in court. And what he thinks is going to happen in this coming year. It looks like, more and more takes away from your rights. And it's got really nothing to do, again, with the Second Amendment. It's got to do with controlling us. In the sense that, gosh, if you do this, then you're breaking the law. If you buy that box of 22 ammunition and you don't give your thumbprint, then that, you have to go out of state to be able to buy it unless you want to fill out all these forms. So what's happening with that? Registering your rifles and your shotguns, and it used to just be pistols. What's the next step then? Is it any ones that you've owned for years that before they became illegal? Does that mean we have to take all of our rifles and shotguns down and register them, or is it going to be, are we going to be grandfathered on it? Is it one thing after another here. But we're going to talk to Sam about that just to get an idea about what's going to be happening next year, which I think we want to do. And, okay, we only got like 30 seconds left. Okay, when we come back, Sam Paredes, we're going to be breaking now for the news. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Gruesome details are just coming out in court in Indiana. The morning after a little girl missing since Friday was found murdered. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper following it live.
Dave, 9-year-old Aliana Lemon was beaten to death with a brick and then dismembered. Authorities releasing those details about the Fort Wayne, Indiana girl who disappeared last week while in the care of a babysitter, Michael Plumador. The local sheriff's office says Plumador, who is now being held without bond, admits that he killed the child, later stuffing her remains into freezer bags and hiding them at his trailer and at a nearby business. Dave?
Jennifer, a 19-year-old, is awaiting attempted murder charges in California for the shooting that left a soldier paralyzed. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Dave, police in San Bernardino say Ruben Ray Jurado turned himself in for the shooting that left a soldier just out of rehab for battle wounds paralyzed. It happened at a party for soldier Christopher Sullivan because of an argument over football teams with Sullivan's brother.
He shouldn't even be there if that was his first line of thought of bringing a gun.
Now, the soldier's spine is now shattered. He just came home after recovering in Kentucky after being wounded by a suicide bomber in Afghanistan, Dave.
Evan, they're campaigning across Iowa by bus. Newt Gingrich, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, a week before Republicans caucus. Rick Santorum also crisscrossing the state.
We built a very strong foundation here in Iowa. We're very excited that, we've got a literally 1,000 caucus captains.
The polls have Ron Paul and Mitt Romney as Iowa frontrunners. We did a lot of shopping before Christmas, and now after it.
It was pretty busy, and a lot of crowds.
They're out looking for after-holiday deals in Wisconsin. She's in St. Louis.
We couldn't find any parking space.
But Sears and Kmart haven't been too crowded. So the company that owns those chains will close up to 120 Sears and Kmart stores, citing declining sales. We're more optimistic about the economy. Consumer confidence this month, the highest since April, even as another report shows home prices fell in 19 of 20 big markets S&P tracks. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-458-1543. That's 1-800-458-1543. When you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll learn how to get a free super vitamin D with your free Beta Prostate. Don't wait. Call 1-800-458-1543. That's 1-800-458-1543.
The mayor of Stamford, Connecticut, says that foul play has been ruled out in the Christmas Day fire that killed three children and their grandparents. He says it's related to a fireplace in the home. About 1,600 9/11 first responders who got sick working at Ground Zero only have 6 days left to decide to opt in or out of a federal settlement worth about $2.7 billion.
In order to even be considered eligible for a share, applicants must drop all other pending lawsuits and give up their right to sue. Anyone with a lawsuit still pending on January 3rd will be permanently barred access to the program.
To be here talking about a lawsuit and a bill that's going to compensate these men and women, this should have been done a long time ago.
John Feel of the Feel Good Foundation is an advocate for 9/11 first responders. One problem is applicants won't know for months or possibly even years what compensation they qualify for, meaning some may give up lawsuits only to receive a modest payment. In New York, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
There's a new name in the NFL record books. Drew Brees passed Dan Marino for the most passing yards in a season ever in the Saints win over the Falcons on ESPN.
It's not about me. It's about this team. It's about this city. It's about these fans.
Brees now has 5,087 yards, three more than Marino. 2012 will bring an eruption. A rock legend will be unchained.
Van Halen is hitting the road next year, and on board will be Diamond David Lee Roth.
The rest of the band, Axeman Eddie Van Halen, drummer Alex Van Halen, and Eddie's son on bass, Wolfgang. The last time they set out was 2007, which was the first time the Van Halen brothers had teamed up with Roth since the ill-fated and short-lived reunion in 1996. No dates made public for the new trek, but the first batch of tickets will go on sale January 10th. It's more than a tour. There will be an album as well, both marking 40 years since the founding of Van Halen. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
There's no jump on Wall Street. The Dow is down 1 point. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Meeting. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, December the 27th. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we are chatting live at KCNR1460.com and streaming. So, and our guest today is going to be Sam Perez, and we'll get Sam on here in a couple minutes after we do the market minute, but this is something I want to catch up with. You know that Owens Pharmacy was robbed. And the guy they captured is not a stranger to us. The police arrested Christopher Gray Monday night after he allegedly robbed the Owens Pharmacy just before 6 p.m. Well, this is the gent that burnt down King Richard's auto dealership. He set the April 7th fire, and on December the 15th, let me see, how long ago was that? You see, December 15th, oh, that was, oh my gosh, 12 days ago. He was placed on formal probation for 3 years after pleading no contest in October to a lesser charge. He pled guilty to recklessly causing a fire in an inhabited building. So, well, I imagine the people in Owens were happy that he got probation there. He burnt down it caused $500,000 worth of damage in a building and all this, and then goes right to, and then after he gets sentenced, this is my favorite part. 12 days after he was sentenced, knowing he could go to jail, goes and he robs a pharmacy. What can I say? Anyway, okay. We have the, let's do the weather right now, and then we'll get to our people at our market minute.
All right, Carl, we're looking for some remaining frost to burn off no later than 10 o'clock this morning. Increasing clouds today, high near 59 for Reading. And we'll see a chance of showers starting tonight and continuing through Friday night. 40% tonight, 30% tomorrow. We'll see overnight lows in the mid-40s all week and highs right around 60 degrees all week. And the good news, dry weather forecast for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day with highs around 60 degrees. Weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And Anselmo Vineyards going to have a big party up there on New Year's Eve. Give them a call, 474-5546. Six-course dinner, 18-piece band, casino night, free trip from down here in Reading up and back. What can I say? It's going to be a great time. They're going to have silent auction, too, to help the veterans. That's New Year's Eve, 474-5546. Okay, let's go to the market minute. And I believe it's Josh Wiley. Josh, yes. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Wall Street recovered from a slow start to push the markets higher. The major averages advanced after a reading on consumer confidence offset a disappointing housing report and renewed concerns over Europe. Currently, the Dow's up 3 points at 12,290, while the NASDAQ is up one at 2,618, and the S&P 500 is up one at 1,265. Oil's up 66 cents at $100.34 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.06%. Gold's down $7.90 this morning at $1,598, while silver's down 6 pennies at $29.02 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Cisco Systems is up 6 cents at $18.52. Caterpillar's down a quarter at $91.98, while Costco's down 13 cents at $84.53. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. They're on at 710, 810, 905, and then again in the afternoon. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. They're located over there on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Sam Paredes is on the line. We're going to be talking guns. We're going to be talking Second Amendment. We're going to be talking what is in store for us this coming year from our Democratic-controlled elected officials down in SEC.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's 8:11 in the morning on the 27th, and our guest today from the Gun Owners of California is Sam Paredes. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Well, you know, Sam, tell me, how am I? Are we, you know, every time that I talk to you, I'm happy because we have a, on one sense, I'm joyful because we have an organization that fights for our rights to be gun owners. And then, on the other hand, every time I talk to you, I get this down feeling because, you know, it's, you know, you're fighting a good fight, but they keep passing, politicians in Sacramento keep passing these little weird laws that impact on us.
Yes, that's very true. And the fact of the matter is the good Lord has blessed us to be able to live still in a free country, but we have to fight for it. And especially here in California, we are behind the eight ball, under the gun, behind the razor wire. Any way you want to look at it, we've got a big fight before us here in the state. And thank God we have the opportunity to fight. Shame on us if we don't get smart enough and organized enough and work together to fight back, because the opposition is not the majority. Anybody who believes that the leadership in the state assembly and the state senate here in California represents a majority of thought and philosophy in California must think that California is absolutely gone to hell in a handbasket. And I don't believe that to be true. I think that most Californians are reasonable and rational and want freedom. And we just have to get them involved. We have to fight the misdirection and the flat-out lies that the left have been pouring down our throats. And it's a big job, but we can do it. And I believe that people are rising to the occasion now more than ever before in the history of California.
Well, you know, yesterday we had on our show advocates to legalize marijuana.
Uh-huh.
But one of the things, you know, that and there were other things that they said that, you know,
whether you legalize marijuana, to me, was kind of a moot point because we were talking about what's happening in Reading. But when we were talking, one of the things that he and I agreed on, and there were many things we didn't, of course we did it civilly, was that the Second Amendment. Keep your hands off the Second Amendment. You know, he's a gun owner. He believes in the Second Amendment. And that's what a lot of people in the North State, and I think a lot of people throughout California believe, is you have a right to own a weapon. You have a right to carry a weapon. In this case of concealed carry with the sheriff wants or whoever makes those rules up, but that you have these rights. But somehow the people down in Sacramento are trying to negate that completely.
The people that are in charge in Sacramento don't look upon the Constitution of the United States as a sacred, undefiable document that enumerates rights that pre-existed our country. They look upon it as a bunch of suggestions, basically. Unless it serves their purpose, in which case then they think it's the law of the land. So they look upon the Second Amendment as embarrassing. They look upon it as something that is to be ignored, basically. And it's all about control. If law-abiding citizens don't have guns, then they can be controlled. Because they know full well that criminals will always have guns. They will always be able to get them. They will always be able to use them. That's true all over the world. They know that. So the act of gun control is not aimed at criminals. It's aimed at you and me, the law-abiding citizen.
Well, unfortunately, that if they know that and it's aimed at us, they can't come out and say, we want to take your guns away from you. That failed, and it will fail again. In fact, even at the Obama level, and at the national, they said, look, just keep this. We're not going to do anything about weapons or touching that Second Amendment because we'll just get hammered even more than we're getting hammered on everything else. Yet it seems the state of California, they don't care. They just keep introducing and reintroducing these laws that are onerous to us.
Well, the big difference, Carl, is that President Obama can't do anything because we were organized enough nationwide to elect a Tea Party-oriented Republican majority in the Congress that wouldn't pass any laws that would infringe on the Second Amendment. We've got enough pro-gun supporters, pro-Second Amendment supporters in the United States Senate, so we were able to really cut the Obama administration's gun control desires right down at the knees, so they couldn't do anything. Here in California, the lefties are still in charge. They still run the Assembly and the Senate and now the Governor's Mansion, and they are in full control and are trying to do everything they can. We are never going to be able to convince these guys that they are wrong-headed, that they are unconstitutional, that they are violating our rights. Never going to be able to change their minds. It isn't in them to change their minds regarding this subject. The only thing we can do is replace them. And that's where we have to put all of our energies in getting first a majority in one of the houses of the legislature with pro-gun representatives so that no new stuff can be passed. And then we work hard to get control of the other house and the governor's mansion to where we can start to turn back a lot of the dumb laws that have been passed here in California.
What were some of the laws that were passed this year that have impacted on gun owners in California?
Well, this year, beginning January 1st, it'll be illegal for law-abiding citizens in the state of California to open carry a handgun, an unloaded handgun, in a holster, pretty much anywhere in the state. It's the ban on open carry.
Does that include when they say that, Sam? I've heard different things about it. Does that okay? You've got to have, but if you're carrying it to your car to go shooting, or you're carrying it, you know, what about when you're out hunting?
When
if it's
out
loaded,
hunting,
if it's out
okay.
Loaded, it's okay.
That's actually okay because you're governed under the fish and game laws. But here's what's going to happen because we have a set of fish and game laws, and then we have a set of the penal code. There's going to be a lot of confusion amongst game wardens and sheriffs and police officers as to which law applies and how do they apply it. So their default position is always, well, we'll arrest you, we'll charge you, and we'll let the court figure it out. So there are conflicts in the law that are going to make it more difficult for us for anyone to understand what the real law says.
Well, I think at one point, I think I read a passage in Atlas Shrugged where it says that we're passing so many laws, how can the people know if they're breaking the law or not? And the answer was, that's what we're trying to do. That way we can control them if they break the law. So we got to take a quick break here, Sam. We come back. I want to go and we'll keep on a follow-up of how many more laws were passed this past year, and then again, of course, start talking about the future. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:20 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Okay, it is now the time to give Mike Huber a call down there. Give him a call at 241-STONE.
241-7866. And we're going to talk about Granite and Marble and how he can help just renew the look of your house. He does great work. We've been down to his facility. We, you know, we can't say enough about that. Fire pits, beautiful fire pits that are in, you know, that he can put in there for you. You can make them any size, have it look any way you want. Bathrooms, kitchens, this is the man to go to. He will work with you. If you've got a budget, he will work with you with your budget on this to make it look great. That's Estate Granite and Marble, Mike Huber. I give him a call, 241-STONE or 7866. Our guest, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. Sorry, Sam, I just butchered your last name on that one. I was having trouble rolling my R on that one.
That's fine. We speak English here, so Paredes is fine.
Sam, how you doing? Just Sam, kind of an aside here.
Doing just great. Had a difficult Christmas with health issues in our family, but you know, the good Lord is seeing us through, and we are optimistic and looking forward to a great 2012. And very, very, very just blessed to be alive and to be a part of you know, fighting for freedom. How about you and Linda?
Well, you know what? It's been a good year. We're getting ready to kick off a this year. We believe up here in Redding in the North State is going to be a great year for a lot of people. We're premiering a business show that is just that. It just says, hey, you know what? Redding's a great place to do business, and there's a lot of success up here. And that's going to be starting, you know, on Fridays. But also, you know, we're getting ready to launch a TV series. And talking about, again, North State Now, talking about the positive aspects of the North State, but also we're going to take on issues that affect the people of the North State. You know, we think somewhat differently than say, perhaps people in Los Angeles and San Francisco. So we're going to highlight those areas that are important to the people of the North State and those topics that we're interested in, you know, including problems with the water and political topics, but also some entertaining topics, too, that we want to talk about, you know, that's going to want people to come up here and take a look at what a beautiful, beautiful country we have.
Oh, boy, you folks sure are blessed, and anybody who doesn't know Redding, the whole Northern California area, sure are missing one of the gems of the state. It's a beautiful place to go, great people. Lots of good business opportunities there, and you see that's part of the excitement. That's part of the drive that gives me hope that we will be able to take this state back. Is people like you and Linda and all of the folks who are investing time and effort in their lives in improving their part of their state, their homes, their towns and communities through entrepreneurship, through spreading good news, as opposed to relying on government to take money away from one person to give it to another person to try to create something. That never works.
And yeah, I never could understand that. Nobody has come in and asked to, said, hey, do you want some money here to get, just to stand here? And no. Hey, you know, one of our on our chat room has said that he believes there should be a couple more gun laws. One is you're required to own a gun. And another says, yeah, and you're required to shoot it four times a year.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
well,
those type of gun laws, I don't think I have a problem with too much. we talked about it. We've got a couple of minutes here left. Was there another, what was another law that they passed that's going to be impacting on us here?
We got the open carry. We had the long gun or the rifle and shotgun registration bill. And let me do a real brief explanation. Right now, when we purchase handguns, either from a dealer or through a private party transfer, the registration information is maintained by the state of California. So the state knows that transaction took place. They know who owns the gun. For all rifles and shotguns, what happens is that they know that a transaction took place, but the records, serial numbers of the guns, are destroyed. They are not kept by the state. Even so, we still pay the background fee so that they can do the background check on us to make sure we're not criminals, whether they keep the record or not. And with that money, they maintain the database for handguns. Well, they passed a bill
that will require the state to now keep all of the registration information for rifles and shotguns, basically doubling the size of the database that they're going to have to keep. But, of course, they didn't pass any more funding for it. And the funding that they are presently getting is already being used. So what will happen is that it'll now cost us more and more money to
register
a firearm.
Yeah. Another, you know, it's another, you know what? It's kind of like the death of 1,000 cuts or 10,000 cuts. They just another chop right here. And what they're trying to do is just make it harder and harder and harder. When I say they, it's Democrats in there down Sacramento. It's true. It's them. There may be a Republican do it, but you know, then he's a traitor to the Second Amendment. But this is the politicians who are in control, which are the Democrats. And of course, Governor Brown will never, you know, has he ever? Anyway, we got a break here because I'm going to get started here. One of the things that just came in is that one of the men that's kind of big in the Tea Party was just arrested on Thursday as he attempted to check in a locked gun box holding his Glock 27 pistol and ammunition to a Delta Airlines ticket agent. I wonder if that's true.
Well, if you want to talk about it before and after the break or now, would be great.
Okay, it would be right after the break because he said he has a concealed carry permit. Anyway, but there's like, oh, so you're familiar with this. Okay, let's talk about this when we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We've got to take a break for the news. Let's talk about people being arrested even if they're legally carrying a weapon.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A confession by a babysitter in Indiana to the brutal murder of a 9-year-old girl. Sheriff's investigators in Fort Wayne saying 39-year-old Michael Plumador has signed an affidavit saying he used a brick to kill Aliana Lemon, then dismembered her 3 days before Christmas, hiding her in a freezer in his trailer. Plumador was a neighbor said to have been a friend that the victim's family trusted. Face-to-face campaigning helped along by millions of dollars in TV commercials.
I'm going to get rid of Obamacare. I call for a part-time Congress.
News spots from Mitt Romney and Rick Perry airing in the final week before next Tuesday's first-in-the-nation Republican presidential caucuses in Iowa.
Nearly all of the candidates will be here by tonight, going full speed through next week. Lots of bus tours by several of the candidates and lots of ads.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Des Moines. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring The Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne, per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WindRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis, log on to WindRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Freak Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Carl and Linda Bott. 8:35 in the morning, December the 27th. We're quickly approaching the end of this year. And phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460. Let me tell you, the Second Amendment and the right to own weapons and the right to carry weapons is a touchy subject. Is the chat room is just going crazy in here about that. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim, what can I say? Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. You go in there, it's guns and ammo, it's car and track, it's on TV, you know, there's no such thing as The View or Dr. Phil. It's just man stuff. But women, of course, are welcome to sit in there. And I don't think you should get your hair cut, probably. I'm not sure how they could cut women's hair. It would be so you look like mine with, you know, high and tight. Anyway, the Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Sam Peretta. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay. Yeah, our chat room is just going berserk on the, you know, on the right to own a weapon, the right to carry a weapon. Now, what happened there? You're familiar with what happened in New York.
The founder of the Tea Party, Mark Meckler, a true patriot, did nothing wrong. He was arrested while he was legally transporting a handgun on his trip, ultimately to Virginia, and he was arrested because he had it, you know, without going into any details about the laws and the case that's still pending and all of that stuff, the fact of the matter is, in my opinion, he did absolutely nothing wrong. Under the United States, under the Firearms Owners Protection Act, you are legally allowed to take your firearms with you as long as the place where you started your trip and your ultimate destination, it is legal for you to have them. It's legal for you to transport them through your entire trip, even if you travel through anti-gun New York City. And we're going to see that the Second Amendment and Mark Meckler, a fine, great American, will be vindicated, and we will show that you know, cities like New York and Mayor Bloomberg are who hate the Second Amendment and do not believe we have Second Amendment rights unless we are campaign contributors or some sort of a wacko lefty celebrity, that they are absolutely wrong. So the details will be coming out, but we will see that truth and justice will prevail.
Well, you know, wasn't it New York that somebody, a citizen, United States citizen, was traveling through New York on a hunting trip, and they canceled his flight, so he had to take his weapons. Couldn't leave him there, so he had to take his weapons to a hotel, and they arrested him over this. But they had to give him back, and because of just that.
Yeah, that is exactly right. What happens? The philosophy in New York is that we will arrest them and allow the judge to sort this thing out as their default, and that, of course, is absolutely a travesty. It's okay with them, with law enforcement in New York, to trample on our civil rights and then allow a judge to figure out, whoops, we made a mistake, here are your guns and go home. After they've destroyed people's trips, their hunting vacations and caused them expenses that are unnecessary, because no matter what, you have to hire an attorney to defend yourself. So, you know,
you're traveling, and you know what it says is try never to go to New York if you are, have a weapon in any way, shape, or form, I guess. Go on, Sam.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, except you know what really chaps my hide is that we have to do that and take our Second Amendment rights and put them in check because some whack job city like New York with a run by a bunch of left-wing anti-Second Amendment, anti-constitutional politicians want to deny me my rights. That just burns me. And we will ultimately prevail on this. We will in ultimately in the courts show that cities like New York are off in left field somewhere and need to be corrected. So excuse me for my strong emotions on the subject, but I feel strongly about it.
Well, okay. One of the questions is what happens if you... do you have to have all your weapons registered? I mean, that's not counting the long guns right now.
Not in California.
Right.
Any guns that you've owned prior to 1992, there was no requirement that private party transfers be done through a dealer. So legally, probably most of the guns that are in private possession in California are not registered because I don't believe that the Department of Justice has, you know, something like 40 million registrations for all of the number of guns that actually exist in California. And they are perfectly legal. It's perfectly legal to own them. Now, if you sell them to somebody else, transfer them to kids, or sell them to a dealer, at that point in time, they will, from then on, be registered.
Right.
But anything that you have that was not registered, it's legal for you to have it.
If you had it prior to 1992.
That's correct.
What if you buy a weapon that is it was made prior to 1970, like a rifle? Do you have to, and you get that from a private party, do you have to register that?
Now you have to go through a private party transfer so that they do a background check on it. But until January 1st of 2014, no long gun registrations are kept except for the so-called assault weapons that were registered back in 1992.
Okay.
So, no. Right now, no rifles and shotguns are registered. The state doesn't know anything about, any of our hunting guns or our.
So this is the time now to go up and buy those before they have to register them. Huh?
That's right.
I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying if that's the way you feel about it.
Yeah.
Now, so if you get caught with an unregistered gun, this is what I want to talk about when we come back. If you get caught with an unregistered weapon, okay, what should you do? In other words, say you got one from you bought a weapon from somebody. You know, it could be a pistol, a little .22 or whatever. And you're out shooting it on the range. You bought it like 10 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the policeman's on the range with you, and he says, "Is this weapon registered?" I'm not saying, this is the question that's coming. What happens if you get caught with an unregistered gun? I want to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break, Sam.
Okay.
All right. This is Carl Linda Botlin. It's on assignment, 8:42 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio. We're talking gun and personal rights. We're talking the Second Amendment and your rights under the Second Amendment. And my friends, you can't just ignore what's going on. It's another grab, another nick, another bite out of your personal rights. We'll be right back.
Back bed, I'll beat up all night, still cleaning this gun.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25.
Visit our website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256. Everywhere around
the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop, 1332 Market Street in the Sherwin Square Building.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. A little problem, some bump music here, but that's okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices from the baristas there. Special coffee during the holiday times. You need to get all that coffee to help, you know, sober you up during the New Year revelries, parties. We have also the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and Joe and Shelley are great people that support this community. Honesty and integrity, what can I say? Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and yes, veterans get discounts there. Okay, what's the weather there, Bob, since you're shoving it in my face?
Yes, sir. Weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We have increasing clouds with a high near 59 forecast for Reading today, and then a chance of showers moving in likely for the remainder of the work week. 40% chance today, 30% tomorrow. Overnight lows should be in the mid-40s all week with highs around 60 degrees, and then a dry New Year's weekend in store for Reading. And we have 38 degrees downtown right now.
Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Of course, a great big New Year's Eve party out there. Gosh, the 16-piece band, six-course dinner, you know, transportation from downtown up to Anselmo's. So many great things going on up there. We're going to be up there enjoying ourselves. 474-5546. Give them a call. Talk to them that, hey, you want to be part of this great event. All right, we've got Sam Paredes on the phone from Gun Owners of California. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Welcome back. Hey,
thank you.
Hey, Sam, we were talking about the, what happens if you do get a weapon and it's not registered? What should you do?
Well, the fact of the matter is that in the vast majority of cases, the law does not require your firearms to be registered to you. And if somebody is in a situation where a police officer, an investigation, they say, okay, you know, why isn't this? You don't say anything. What you do is you call one of the pro-gun attorneys that will help you to navigate through the situation. Don't get smart. Don't get, combative. Just, remember, you need to protect your own rights and your innocence. And the fact of the matter is, government has to prove that you violated the law one way or another. And in most cases, law-abiding citizens have not violated the law in any way, shape, or form, but they don't know that. So they get scared and they start to say things that get them into trouble. So you don't have to be defensive. We have rights. We have rights just like everyone else does. And the people expect that, you know, if you have criminals, you have rights, but if you're a law-abiding citizen, you don't have rights. We do have rights. And it is not illegal for people to have unregistered guns. So right off the bat, we're probably on the right. If anybody has any question, take the time, take the moment to contact an attorney, either through us at Gun Owners of California. You can go to our website at www.gunownersca.com, or you can call us, look us up, Google us, or call us on the phone at 916-984-1400, and we'll put you in touch with an attorney that will help you to navigate through any sort of a difficult situation like that. But people should not be afraid. If you have an unregistered gun, the other opportunity that you have is you can voluntarily register it with the Department of Justice. All you have to do is go to their website and download a form and register a gun that you have in your possession voluntarily to them.
It costs like $17. I think I've got those forms, or you can get them at some of the gun shops too, or like you said, right off the internet. And what that does, you just put it down there and what it is, and pay that $17, I think, or something like that. Am I correct?
And Carl, you and I know that really registration doesn't prevent crime. It doesn't solve crime. It doesn't do anything except give the government a list of who has guns and what they have. Under their far-fetched idea that one of these days, if they have their way, they will be able to come and take the guns away from us.
Yeah, and people think
that registration serves no other purpose.
Well, people think, Sam, it'll never happen. You know what? I look at our government now, and I look at people around us, and I say, you know what? You're right. It won't happen. But you know what? I don't know what it's going to look like 10 years down the road, or 15 years down the road, or 20 years down the road, or when I'm gone. But what happens under my what happens when I pass my weapons down to my son and then to my grandson? Will they even be able to take them at that point?
Carl, let me give you a shock here. It already has happened. It happened right here in the state of California in the early 90s when California Attorney General confiscated SKS rifles that were purchased and legally registered by law-abiding citizens. The state was sued by the Brady campaign, saying that no, they couldn't register these guns, that the guns were illegal under the assault weapons ban. So the Attorney General used the registration list to go out and confiscate
really?
The guns that people legally registered. So if anybody tells you that a registration doesn't happen, tell them it already has, and it happened right here in California.
Thanks a lot for that one, Sam, because I had, not being a California resident and back in the 90s, keeping busy, over in other places in the world. But that, to me, that's frightening. Okay. Hey, we have to take a break here. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:52 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Something funny about the way I talk when I say mama sends her best, y'all. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, we won't back down. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. Now, Sam, what do you think they're going to try this year?
Carl, their imaginations are so wild that it's always a surprise in which way they go. You were absolutely correct earlier in the show when you said that they couldn't take away our guns all in one shot. So they're nibbling at the edges, a little bit here, a little bit there. They are very, very imaginative. Anything they can do to make it more difficult for you and me to purchase a firearm, to use them, to carry them, is what they're going to do. My expectation is that they're going to go after ammunition again.
Uh-huh. They failed last time, right?
What's that?
They failed last time because of the lawsuit.
Correct. And we actually defeated one of the bills in the legislature last year. But they're going to come back with ammunition. I expect that they will now ban the open carrying of rifles and shotguns. You know, first they got handguns last year, now they'll go for rifles and shotguns. More stringent rules in purchasing of guns. And certainly what they're going to do is they're going to try to tax us more to be able to pay for their gun control laws and other activities that are unrelated to gun ownership.
What about this thing about coming in and making all of California a lead-free zone?
Absolutely a direction that they want to go in. They want to get rid of all lead for all hunting purposes. You've got knuckleheads, even some that are supposedly hunters who are advocating this. But we know, in fact, that is just a tactic to control. And if they get rid of lead, they know they make hunting a lot more expensive, and fewer people will do it. Therefore, there will be a less of a need for people to buy firearms, which is the way they think, Carl. They will do anything and everything they can to reduce the number of guns that are legally circulating amongst us law-abiding citizens.
Well, it's like somebody wrote, Fries wrote, Hotel California, you can own guns, you just can't use them.
There,
You know, our chat room is so cool. I mean, you know, that they're in here going, you know, talking about, you know, Hollywood and, you know, patriotism and lead free equals control. That's exactly what it is. This is not about taking away an individual's right, you know, for this one thing. I mean, the septic systems, water, you know, doing away with, you know, the right to earn a living. It just seems like this is what California, the legislature, the Senate, and the Assembly is after, no matter what they say, because now they're getting ready to the state of California over the department or the U.S. Department of Forestry said this new black-backed woodpecker is an endangered species. You know, even if the, you know, the United States doesn't say that, California's going to do that and cut back and just stop logging again. And they're using the same thing as the spotted owl. I mean, they're out here just to destroy the industry, what's left of it here in the North State.
Carl, the people that are in charge in the Assembly, in the Senate, and in the governor's mansion with Jerry Brown, it isn't just about guns. You're right. Yeah. It's about everything.
It's everything.
Their left-wing agenda to be in control.
Hey, Sam, we got to run. This is always great having you on. We're going to have you on again at the beginning of the year and finish up some of this, okay? Hey, have a great and safe Happy New Year, Sam.
Happy New Year to you. Big hug to Linda for me.
Do that.
And